Proclamation number 5265 of 4th of December, 1951. Source of living water. You should direct your steps to the source of eternal truth, for there you will receive the living water unclouded, thus also in fullest effectiveness. You will all more or less distance yourselves from it if you still turn your gaze towards the world. Then a veil will hang before your eyes so that you will no longer be able to recognize the purity of my water of life, so that you will then perhaps still ingest it but pay no attention to its deliciousness and therefore also lose its effectiveness, because the strength it contains is my spirit, which is only effective when it is desired by the heart. Turning to the world is a great danger, for my fountain of life, the source of living water, which alone provides salvation for the soul, does not emerge so noticeably that people find it without looking for it. The worldly mind causes it to remain hidden, yet it beckons promisingly to those who turn away from the world and only seek refreshment for their souls. These will find the spring, they will enjoy the fresh drink which miraculously strengthens them and always increases the desire for it. And the spring will never run dry, it will always invite the weary earthly wanderer to take a rest and be refreshed. And it will be refreshment for all who arrive there tired and powerless. For I myself offer them a delicious drink to give them strength to return to their earthly path, which they urgently need in order to reach the aim. Wherever the source of eternal truth has opened up, you should gather there, there you should receive what my love offers you. You should not bring food and drink which you have received elsewhere. You should come with empty hands but open hearts full of love and let yourselves be fed and watered by me at the fountain of eternal life which love has opened so that my flow of love could pour out to the weary and hungry to strengthen them on their path through life. It is the source of grace and love which you should all seek out, and you will also be made aware of it through messengers of love who have already found the path, who have felt the healing power of the spring and repeatedly come there to draw in abundance what my love offers them. But beware of mixing the water of life with additives which cloud it and make it ineffective. Carefully protect the spring from foreign additions, for only in the way I offer you the water of life is it healing for your soul. Only when it originates from me myself is it true divine drink which refreshes and purifies and flows through you with strength. Always strive to reach the source of life and you will never lack the strength to cover the path upwards to me, who is your beginning and your aim. Amen.